Hallelujah. Glory to God. This is heaven's glory. And the vision of this ministry is to turn many unto righteousness by declaring the whole counsel of God upon the foundation of peace and holiness, without which no man can see the Lord. Our mission is to declare the whole counsel of God upon the foundation of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost by raising watchmen who will blow the trumpet to herald the agenda of heaven on earth, turning men everywhere from darkness unto light and from the power of Satan unto God to receive forgiveness of sin and inheritance by faith in Christ Jesus. The said man being Stephen Adinoy. You are about to listen to one of his messages. Be blessed. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Grateful, oh Lord, oh, we are grateful, oh Lord, we are grateful, oh Lord, hallelujah, for all you have done for us, hallelujah. We are grateful, oh Lord, you have been so good, yeah, you are so good to us, oh Lord, you are excellent in our lives every day, oh Lord, you are been so good, you are so good to us, oh Lord, you are excellent in our lives.
Can we have our seat?
Oh Lord, you have been so good, yeah, you are so good to us, oh Lord, you are excellent in our lives every day. Oh Lord, you have been so good, yeah, you are so good to us. Oh Lord, you are excellent in our lives. Oh, unto the Lord be the glory, great things he has done. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things he has done. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things he has done. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things he has. Oh, great things he has done. Greater things he will do. Unto the Lord, yeah, be the glory, great things he has done. Oh, great things he has done. Greater things he will do. Unto the Lord, yeah, be the glory, great things he has done.
Hallelujah. And so, Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity again. We ask, O God, that even as we hear from you this evening, let us be transformed. We ask, O God, that you grant us understanding in the name of Jesus Christ. And let every form of challenge that anyone is going through amongst us today, and even right now, let an end come to that challenge in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you for your sweet spirit. We thank you because we know, oh God, that you are going to come unto us again like the rain and like the former rains upon the earth. Let your word come with power. Let it come with healing. Let it come with deliverance. Let it come with all your fullness to be a blessing to us. In the name of Jesus Christ, in Jesus' mighty name, it is done. Somebody shout a big amen. Somebody shout a big amen. So we are all welcome in the name of Jesus Christ. I want us to know that every Friday is our Friday light. We call it Friday light. And the light means life transforming what? Encounter. So every Friday is like a moment of encounter for each and every one of us. And let's not forget that the theme for this month, which is the month of October, is what? Is a better hope. Our theme for this month of October is what? Is a better hope. Everybody say with me, a better hope. Oh, Sabalata Konde Seletebaya. Our theme is what? Is a better hope. And we have been discussing a whole lot about hope. And I know very well that even as we continue again, we are all going to be blessed in the name of Jesus Christ. In Psalm 119, everybody, let's turn our Bibles there. In Psalm 119, verse 114. Hallelujah. Please, if we are there, let's be fast so that we can gain speed. Hallelujah. Psalm 119, verse 1. Did I say 104? No. It's supposed to be Psalm 119, verse 14. Hallelujah. Psalm 119, verse 14. Let's welcome our sisters. Hallelujah. You're welcome in Jesus' name. Psalm 119, verse 114. Psalm 119, verse 14. What did he say? If you are there, just the same way I am here. I'm here. You can read with me. Psalm 119, verse 114. It says, thou art my hiding place and my shield. I hope in what? In thy word. Everybody say, I hope in thy word. Hallelujah. You say, you are my hiding place and I what? And I hope in your word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, there are times that our hope can be in so many things that I really don't know. Hallelujah. But if our hope is not going to be ashamed, if our expectation will definitely come to pass, because we've said a whole lot about what hope means, isn't it? Let's not forget, today we are going to be talking about hoping in his word. Hallelujah. Hoping in God's word. Hallelujah. So if our expectation is anchored on things that are not according to the word of God or are not according to the will of God, then there is no way those our expectations will come to pass. Hallelujah. There is no way those our desires will come to pass if they are not in line with the will of God. No matter how good they may look. Hallelujah. Because God knows your tomorrow, because God is in your tomorrow, he knows the best for you. As such, he's not going to allow those things to happen, although you need them so bad, you want them so seriously. Hallelujah. I could remember that when I finished my NYSC and I was also preparing for my wedding, so many offers came. I wrote an application for teaching in one of the schools very close by here. And I could remember that morning that they called us for interview, when I went there, I just know within myself that I'm trying to do what God did not send me. Hallelujah. All because I was anxious. I was worried. Where were the resources that I'm going to use to get married? Where were the resources that I'm going to use to take care of my wife come from? So I thought that by getting a job or going for an interview, that was the will of God for me. Hallelujah. But when I was doing all that, I knew something within me was saying, Oga, you are just whiling away time. Hallelujah. Why? Because if our expectations are going to come to pass, if we are going to see the reality or the manifestation of our hope, then it must be in line with the will of God. Then our hope, our expectation, what we desire must be in line with the word of God, with the desire of God for our life. Hallelujah. He said, I hope in what? In thy word. Hallelujah. So there must be something that God has said to you. That should be the anchor of your hope. Hallelujah. That should be the thing, that should be the word that will hold you, that will restrain you from taking a step that you want to take, or from taking a step that everybody is what is just singing on your ear, singing into your ear that you should take. Hallelujah. You are not going to take that step because there is something that God has said to you that they don't know. There is something that God has shown you that they have not seen. That is going to be the anchor of your hope. Hallelujah. And what did I say? It has to be in line with what? With the word of God. He said, what? Thou art my what? At my hiding place. Thou art my hiding place and my shield. I hope in thy word. Hallelujah. In Romans chapter 5, remember we're saying that if your hope is going to, you know, if you are going to see the reality of your hope, then your hope is going to what? It's going to be what? Must be in line with the word of God. It must be in line with the will of God for you. That is when your hope will what? Will come to pass. Hallelujah. You know, the Bible says that hope maketh not ashamed. The reason so many have not seen the reality of what God has said to them, the reason so many are ashamed, the reason so many have gotten into a whole lot of challenges is because they were hoping in other things that were not the will of God, that were not in line with the word of God for them. Hallelujah. So in Romans chapter 5 from verse 1, the Bible says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. It does not matter who is telling you to do whatever you are trying to do, as long as there is no peace in your heart. Hallelujah. As long as you know that you are just trying to while away time or even to waste time, it is a sign that what you are desiring, what you are expecting, will definitely not amount to anything good for you. Hallelujah. He said, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. 2. By whom also we have access by faith into his grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Hallelujah. Verse 3. And not only so, but we glory in tribulation also. So there is a hope that we rejoice. He said, verse 2, he said, by whom also we have access by faith. That means we have access to whatever God has already said to us by faith. Through whom? Through Jesus Christ. If God says that he's going to bless you and make you great, that in you and in your seed and in your and through you shall all the families of the earth be blessed, that is going to be possible through Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. He said, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand. He said, and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Hallelujah. That means whatever God has said, you will definitely see the reality. The reality of what God has said is what we can also refer to as his glory. Hallelujah. The Bible said the earth is full of his glory. And remember, whenever he said, it happened. And whatever God said, he saw. Hallelujah. So when we begin to see the reality of what God has said concerning us, that means we are beginning to experience what? We are beginning to experience his glory. That's why he said, and rejoice in the hope of what? Of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulation also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience. Hallelujah. Do you know that if you are hoping in the word of God, it does not mean that everything is going to go smoothly. Hallelujah. He said, we are not just rejoicing for the fact that what God has said, we have seen it. We have seen the glory of what God, you understand, the manifestation of everything that God has said. Because even if God has said a whole lot to you, it does not mean that everything is going to go on smoothly. It does not mean that everything is just going to be rosy. Hallelujah. You see, there are times that we rejoice when we see the manifestation of what God has said concerning us. But there are times that we still endure. There are times that we go through a whole lot
And yet we have not yet seen the full manifestation of what God has said. So that is the other part that he's trying to give to you. Because in hoping in the word of God, that word that you are hoping, that you are having hope on, that word that is an anchor of your hope that God has given to you is also going to be tried. It's also going to be tested. It's also going to be what? It's also going to be tested. As God told you that he's going to make you great, that word that you have that is an anchor of your hope, that word that you are waiting for the fulfillment of it, is also going to be what? Also going to be tested. Have you forgotten? The Bible says that what? Until his word came. That's who was he talking about? Joseph. He said the word of the Lord tried him, isn't it? The Bible said in Psalm 105, verse 19. Okay, let's read from verse 17. You know, there was God showed Joseph his vision, or God showed Joseph his destiny through visions and dreams. Are you getting it? And what God showed him, he was hoping to see the reality of what? Of the scene. Hallelujah. And then he went about to discuss what he had seen with his parents. He went about to discuss what he had seen with what? With his brethren. Not knowing that word that God has said to you is going to be tried. Hallelujah. That word that you are hoping, that word that is an anchor of your hope, is going to be what? It's going to be tested. It's going to be tried. Hallelujah. So the Bible said in Psalm 105, and you people, you all know the story, isn't it? They say, so you mean you that you are the least, second to the last. You are now going to rule over us. We will deal with you and see what will become of that your dream. In Psalm 105 and verse 16, the Bible says, moreover, he called for a famine upon the land. He broke the whole staff of bread. 17. He sent a man before them, even Joseph, who was sold for a servant, whose feet they hurt with fetters, he was laid in iron, verse 19, until the time that his word came, the word of the Lord tried him. 20, the king sent and loosed him, even the ruler of the people, and let him go free. 21, he made him lord of his house and ruler of all his substance, to bind his princes at his pleasure and to teach his senators wisdom. So the word of the Lord that was the anchor of the hope of Joseph was tried. Hallelujah. The word that God gave to him that he was going to be great, and every of his brethren, including the sun and the moon, his father and his mother, were going to bow down to him to pay obeisance, to pay allegiance, to pay homage to him, was going to come to pass. Yes, that word was going to come to pass. But before that word came to pass, he went through a process of trial. Hallelujah. The word of the Lord tried him. That means whatever you are hoping or desiring of God, you are going to be tried before you see the manifestation of the same. There are times that you may not be tried, because God knows that if he brings that temptation to you, you may not be able to what? To withstand it. That's why the Bible said that there is no temptation that is come that is not as common unto man. He said, but God is faithful, who will not tempt you above that which you are able, but with the temptation make a way of escape that you may be able to what? That you may be able to bear it. There are times that you will just be rejoicing in the hope of the glory of God. What do I mean? You will just be rejoicing because you are already seeing the manifestation of what God has said to you with ease. Is it people read it in Romans chapter 5? Hope we are together. Hallelujah. I hope I'm not sharing a man, I'm on my own. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So there are times that you will be seeing the manifestation of what God has said to you. That time he said, and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. That means everything that God has said, you are just seeing them happening. So you are rejoicing in hope. Hallelujah. Do you know that the Bible says that we should also rejoice in hope? Patient in what? In tribulation also. You remember, isn't it? That is when what God has said to you is as if you are not seeing the reality of it. Hallelujah. So even Joseph, that God showed him his vision, showed him his destiny, went through the process of trial. So I didn't say it's every word that God said that you must be tried, you must go through hardship, you must go through hard time in order to see the manifestation of the saints. But I'm saying that there are times that you are going to go through the process, you are going to be tried concerning that hope, concerning that word that God has said to you, concerning that your desire, concerning that your vision, concerning that your talent, concerning that your gift, concerning that your potential, concerning that your calling. Verse 2, let me read it again. Romans chapter 5 and verse 2. It says, by whom also we have access by faith into his grace, wherein we stand, and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. 3. And not only that, but we glory in tribulation also. Hallelujah. That means we also rejoice in tribulation. That's what the Bible says, my brethren, James chapter 1 and verse 2, isn't it? Count it all joy when you fall into various tests and trials. Let's go to James chapter 1 and verse 2. Please put your hands in that Romans chapter 5. It says there are times that we see the manifestation of what God has said to us. And all that time we are rejoicing in the hope of his glory. Hallelujah. But there are other times that we also glory in what? In tribulations. Those are times that the word of God that he has said to us are being tried. We are going through the process of what? Of being tried by that word that God has told us. Hallelujah. In James chapter 1 and verse 2, you see, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations. He said, knowing this, that the trying of your faith, and you know very well that faith is the substance of what? Of things so far. That means your hope is going to be tried. He said that the trying of your faith, isn't it? Worketh what? Patience. He said, but let patience have a perfect work, that he may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Hallelujah. Now, the process of going through the trial of your faith, the trial of the hope of the word that God has given to you, is the process of what? Of patience. Everybody say with me, patience. And the Bible said that, let this patience have a perfect work, that you may be what? Perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Hallelujah. So those processes that God is taking you through, before you see the realization of what he has said to you, there are times of what? Of learning to what? To teach you patience. There are times that God is learning to teach you patience. Because patience must have his thorough work in you in order for you to what? To see the full-blown manifestation of God's promises for your life. Hallelujah. So, but like I said, he knows when he will give you a trial that you can handle. He knows when he will bring a trial that you cannot handle. Hallelujah. And then sometimes God will say, don't put yourself in a place where I have not sent you. Don't go and put yourself in a kind of temptation that I didn't send you. Hallelujah. I see God helping us in the name of Jesus. In chapter 5 of that same Romans, let's go back and verse 3. He said, and not only so, but we glory in tribulations also. That means it is not only when you are seeing the manifestation of what God is saying, the glory of God, you are rejoicing for the hope of the glory of his glory. It's not only when you are seeing the manifestation of what God has said that you should rejoice. That's what the Bible says, my brethren, we read it, isn't it? James chapter 1 and verse 2. Count it all joy when you fall into various temptations, isn't it? There are times that you have not seen the manifestation of what God has said to you. It also behoves you to what? To rejoice in that time. Hallelujah. Some people, their pastor have not even spoken to them the way they think, okay, hallelujah, they have left church. Hallelujah. And there are others that, and the people in the Bible, the disciples in the Bible said that there was a time they caught them and flogged them, and they rejoiced that they were counted worthy to suffer persecution for the name of Christ Jesus, because of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. If you try, you have not even spoken to somebody the way the person did not like in your church, you will not see them for the next 10 Sundays. But these people that pioneered the gospel and ensured that it spread during their lifetime, the Bible said that they went through persecution for the name of Jesus Christ. They were buffeted, they were flogged. And after that, I thought they were going to the hospital to take medication or go on sabbatical from preaching. The Bible says that they rejoiced that they were counted worthy to what? To suffer such a tribulation or persecution for the name of Jesus Christ. I see grace released unto us in the name of Jesus Christ. In verse 3, he says, and not only so, but we glory in tribulation also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience. If we come back to where what James was talking about to us, isn't it? He said, knowing that tribulation worketh patience. Some of us, we just want to finish NYC and then just immediately blow. Just the same thing, you see. Hallelujah. Most of them that blow, just like balloon, they will also fade away. Hallelujah. You don't blow in the kingdom, you grow. Hallelujah. Because peradventure something happens, you will know the path to which you still went to. Hallelujah. And go in, and go up again. But when you blow, may the Lord give us thunder. Let me not go there in the name of Jesus Christ. So there is need for patience. Why do we see people going becoming Yahoo boys? Why do we see ladies becoming prostitutes? Why do we see people robbing Peter to pay Paul? Why do we see all kinds of injustice and every kind of... It was just, I think recently they said they found the remains of one traditional chief that was kidnapped 2 years ago. That means they killed the man and buried him. It's just recently, I think this month, if not even today or yesterday, that they found the remains of the chief. Hallelujah. Those people who did that to him, they were people who have not yet understood that there is a need for you to go through patience. No matter how a woman wants to have a baby, she must wait for 9 months. Except you want to adopt. Hallelujah. Yes. But if you truly want the son of your womb, the son of your breast, and all other ones that is called in the Bible, hallelujah. The one that came directly for you, from you, isn't it? By God, isn't it? But from you, hallelujah. You have to what? After conception, you have to wait for 9 months. Even if it's not up to 9 months, you have to wait for... You have to be patient for some months, isn't it? So that is how we must understand that in hoping in the word of God, hallelujah, it may not just be rosy that as you said it, as God said it, you are seeing it immediately. There are times that you have to go through the patience process. The process of patience. Hallelujah. He said, knowing that tribulation worketh patience. And patience, what does patience work? Patience work what? Experience. Hallelujah. So if you see someone who is an elder, is someone who by reason of age, by reason of time, by reason of seasons, times and seasons, has been able to glean lessons, has been able to glean experience. So a young man can also be an elder because he has gone through a whole lot of processes that has made him to be patient. So that patience has helped him to walk what? To walk experience. He said, knowing this, that what? That tribulation worketh patience. That means when you are going through tribulation, there is a whole lot of things that God is teaching you. And one of those things that God is teaching you is what? It's called patience. When you are going through tribulations, there is a whole lot that God is teaching you, trying to teach you. There is a whole lot that the situation around is trying to teach you. And that is what? That one of those things is what is patience. And that patience will now teach you what? Will now teach you experience. That patience will make you have experience. My tango bala sambitaya. Because my auntie here waited for 6 months after conception before she gave birth to her beautiful son here, Abraham. She has experience. Hallelujah. Glory to God. How many months?
9 months.
How many months did I say? 6 months. Sorry. Hallelujah. So because she was patient enough to wait for 9 months before she gave birth to Abraham, she has experience now of what it means to what? To give birth. Now, those of us that are sisters, can you claim that you have the experience of giving birth? No, isn't it? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because you have not gone through the 9 month period of, you know, carrying a baby in your womb before you will now what? Except you are giving birth to a vision. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, you can also be pregnant with a dream. Hallelujah. Yes. But if we are talking about the real pregnancy, hallelujah, that is going to bring about Jesus, that is even going to bring about John the Baptist, The woman has to be patient. Hallelujah. Has to be patient for those 9 months. And those 9 months will now birth, or at the end of that season, it will birth an experience, which is what? Which is a childbirth experience. Do you understand? That means if you have not yet, if you are not yet pregnant, and you have not gone through that month in order for you to what? For you know, before you give birth, you will not have what? You will not have the experience. Hallelujah. So patience worketh for us what? Experience. Everybody say with me, experience. Now, do you know that the job you are doing right now, you have experience in that job. Why? Because over time, you have been able to what? You have been able to succeed. You have been able to make progress in that what? In that job. That's why most of the time, whenever you want to apply for a job, sometimes they want to know how many years experience you have gotten. And you know very well that you cannot fake experience if you have not what? If you have not yet been a part of what? If you have not yet been active doing that job. Hallelujah. You cannot say you have 4 years experience when you have never done the job. Hallelujah. It is because you have done the job, you have gone through the process of time in doing that job for those times. That is when you have gotten what? You have gotten experience, and you can really see that you have such experience for that job. Hallelujah. So the tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience what? And experience what? Hope. Hallelujah. Kai masosi balamantai. Now, this hope, hallelujah, let me explain it to us the way it is. There are times that you have waited. There are times that it looks as if this thing just has to be done now, or if it's not done now, it's as if you will die. Hallelujah. But if you check, hallelujah, people of God, if you check, you will discover that maybe you were expecting money to come today, isn't it? And it was looking as if the money did not come today, the world will end. But the money did not come today, and the world still did not end. And you too, you still did not what? You did not die. Hallelujah. So next time, if there is a need, hallelujah, that is so pressing that it's looking as if you should also kill yourself. Because you have gone through the... Oh, Samonde Kalita Salabalata. Somebody is waving her hands that she has gone through it. Hallelujah. Because you know very well that you have been here before, where you felt like that money must come today, and truly that day passed. In fact, the next day came, you had the call crew. Hallelujah. And yet, and you didn't die, so you will not know that also this one that you are hoping for will not also kill you. Hallelujah. Yes, it will definitely come to pass. Your time may not be the right. Are you getting it? It may not look as if the timing may not just, it may not just always be to your own taste and to your own timing. But God knows the best. Hallelujah. When it arrives is the best time that God has what? That God has programmed it for you. Hallelujah. I see God helping us in the name of Jesus. It's as if some people have many experiences. In the name of Jesus Christ. So our tribulation worketh patience, and our patience worketh experience, and experience what? Hope. Hallelujah. He now said, and hope maketh what? Not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Hallelujah. So he said that hope maketh not ashamed. That means whatsoever you are desiring God for, because you have been there, it looks as if it will not happen, and yet God came through for you. It still happened. You can still be living for something greater. And although it's looking as if it will not happen now, you know very well that because it looked as if it will not happen then, and yet it still happened, you are still sure that although it's looking as if it will not happen now, it will still happen. That kind of hope, the Bible says, maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, which is given unto us. That kind of hope is a hope that is furnished by the work of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. And when you have that hope, hallelujah, you are going to both keep loving God and also loving the brethren. Hallelujah. When that hope is furnished in your soul, in your spirit man, you will also be able to walk in love. Hallelujah. Do you know that there are some people that because they have not seen the fulfillment of what they desire, everybody is going to be disgusting towards them, or to them. Hallelujah. Because what they are asking God for has not yet happened. If you greet them good morning, they will tell you what is good about this morning. Hallelujah. They will transfer the aggression to you. Hallelujah. But someone who knows, who has a track record and experience of believing God, and although it looks as if it will not happen, yet it still happened, and isn't it, who knows very well that whatever he or she is going through now, although it's looking as if it's not going to happen, it will still happen. Such a person will not be, in believing God, he will still also be able to what? To extend love to his brethren, to extend love to his brothers, to extend love to his sisters, to extend love to his neighbor. He said, hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Spirit which is given unto us. Hallelujah. If you have a hope that God is going to cause the nations of the world to hear your voice, then I tell you as ministers, especially upgrowing ministers, because people did not come for a service, does not mean that they have become an enemy. Did you even go forward to check if all was well with them? Hallelujah. So we must get this so that we don't put ourselves under unnecessary pressure, whereas there is a whole lot of work that God wants to furnish in us. Hallelujah. Some of us, we just want to rush to get this, not knowing that we have not yet been trained in order to sustain what God wants to give to us. Because getting a car is not just the main thing. Do you have the discipline? Do you have the financial resources to maintain that car? So that it will not be said of you that you once had a car. Hallelujah. So there are many things that we desire to happen now. But God wants to take us through the patience and experience process before our hope will not be what we achieve. I see God helping us in the name of Jesus. I must not forget to tell you that another way you can hope in the word of God is by giving yourself to testimonies. You say, I hope in thy word. Is by giving yourself, because there are times that word, especially that word in Psalm, sometimes when you see word in Psalm, it refers to what? It refers to God's testimony. Alright, let me not make us go far. Hallelujah. Well, let me just... So another way to hope in his word is when you give yourself to what? To testimonies. When you listen to what? To testimonies of others. It was easy for me to stay back in Ekiti, although I did not hear God say, Stephen, stay in Ekiti. It was easy because I heard of the testimony of Brother Billy Akani that he went to serve in what? In Boko, Benue State. And after his service here, he stayed there. And it is from that place that the whole nations of the earth are hearing his voice today. So another way that you can hope in the word of God is when you listen to what? To testimonies. Because in many places in the book of Psalms, where you see word hope, It may mean what? Testimony. Hallelujah. Just believe what I'm saying. Amen. I don't want to carry you to doctrinal matters. Hallelujah. So another way is that you can hope in what? In what? In God's word is when you what? It's when you believe the testimony of what God has done for others, of what God has done in the life of others. You are pregnant. Do you believe that somebody also has been pregnant and God helped that person and the person delivered? That means you also, you can go through the process of pregnancy and also deliver without any scratch. Yellow combat without any complication. You can deliver like the Hebrew women. What is the hope that some women used to have in order to deliver safely? Is the word or is the testimony that they told them that before the midwife comes in to attend to Hebrew women, their children is already in the mat. Their children is already on the mat. They've already delivered. So when you hear that testimony, you are able to hope on that word. When you hear that testimony, you are able to hope on that word. So Billy Akani stayed back in what? In Boko after his service here. And from there, everybody is hearing his voice. I had that testimony and it gave me hope that I can also stay back, although I did not hear verbatim that God says stay back in Ekiti. It gave me that courage that I can also stay back here and fulfill the vision of God for my life. And I tell you that if I had not stayed back, what is happening now may not even happen. I told us and I said that it's possible that you can go wherever you want to go. Yes, it's possible that you can go wherever you want to go. God will still be with you. He will still provide for you. He will still direct you. He will still send men to help you. He will still teach you. He will still guide you. But if you are not where He wants you to be, the tendency for you to fulfill that vision of your life may never see the light of the day. So that is why it is very important to hope in His word. When you listen to testimonies, do you get... The Bible said, even those that worketh miracle and ministered the Spirit unto you, He said, do they do it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? The hearing of faith is what is the hearing of testimony. So we were saying, Paul was telling them that most of those men of God that you see coming to perform miracles to you, it's not because they were supermen. It's not because they are so different from any other person. It's just because these men, they heard that God used a hand to heal the sick. They heard that God used miraculous word to raise the dead. They heard that the shadow of Peter, or they read it, that the shadow of Peter was healing the sick. They heard that even Abram's underwears of Paul was healing the sick. They heard that Jesus was, they read and saw those testimonies and heard it and so on. That was what gave them the comment to say, yes, if God has done this before in the life of others, He can also do it through me in the life of to the life of others. He said, does He by the works of the law or by the hearing of it? So another way that you can hope in the word of God is when you listen to what? When you listen to testimonies. Because that word, most of the time, refers to what? To God's testimonies. In fact, what are you desiring God? What are you desiring from God? Because we said hope is desire. What are you hoping on God for? Hallelujah. God has done it in the life of someone before. Hallelujah. Go and get acquainted. Go and get familiarized with how God did it for them. And believe that it is God that did it for them. As such, He will also do it to you. He said, what I say to one, I say to all. That means what He did for one, He can do the same. That's why the Bible says, let your conversation be without covetousness. And be content with such things as you have. For He has said, He will never leave you nor forsake you. For Jesus Christ the same, yesterday, today, and forever. So if He did it in their life, He can also do it in your life. But how will you know that He did it for them if you will not give yourself to testimony? That's why sometimes you see some great men of God, they go to read biologies of men that have gone ahead of them. They read the bibliography of what? Of others, in order for them to work. So good, if God did it for these people, they were able to build cathedrals by faith. With faith also, I can build cathedrals and mega churches all around the nations of the world. Why? Because the hope of God's word, they were able to hope in God's word by what? By listening, by getting acquainted, familiarizing themselves with testimonies of what God has done in the life of others. Somebody shout hallelujah if you are there. Oh, sakombetelita silamanta balataya. He said, hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Spirit which is given unto us. Malenti konte sikebala namantala. In Genesis chapter 15, let's turn our Bibles there. So sometimes God will help you. The way God will also help you, apart from hearing testimonies, is that He will also try to make you see far. Hallelujah. Glory to God. In Genesis, you know, the Bible says that Abraham had to hope against hope, isn't it? Before he saw the realization of what God asked him to do, or of what God said to him, isn't it? He had to hope against hope. And one of the ways that God helped him to hope against hope was that God helped him to see what he was saying. So there are times that when you are hoping in the word of God, God helps you to what? To see what he's saying. That is what will now what influence your decision, influence your move, influence your talking, influence your location, influence everything. You are doing so because there is something that God has shown you that others have not seen. Hallelujah. In Genesis chapter 15 and verse 1, the Bible says, after these things, the word of the Lord came unto Abraham in a vision, saying, fear not, Abraham, and I am thy shield and exceeding great reward. Verse 2, and Abraham said, Lord God, what wilt thou give me, seeing I go childless? Hallelujah. So sometimes some people, when you want to preach to them and tell them Jesus loves you, they will tell you, what will Jesus do for me, seeing I'm jobless? You tell them that you come with the good news, they will tell you, what will Jesus do for me, seeing I'm childless? You tell them, what will Jesus do for me, seeing? But when the word of God begins to come to such a people, and then God begins to open their eyes to see how he has made the barren to be fruitful, joyful mother of children. He has made the jobless to become even employers of labor. Right. Hallelujah. When you begin to now minister to them and they are able to see that this God, although my situation is like this, this God can bail me out, you will discover that they will be lighted up and God can do anything at that moment in their life. So Abraham was saying, he said, what will thou give me, seeing I go childless? And the steward of my house is this Eliezer of Damascus. Verse 3. And Abraham said, behold, to me thou hast given no seed. And lo, one born in my house is my heir. Verse 4. And behold, the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, this shall not be thy heir. He said, this shall not be thy heir, but he that shall come forth out of thy own bowel shall be thy heir. Verse 5. So see what God, because God wanted him to hope against hope. God wanted him to hope in his word. God had to help him to do what? To see. Hallelujah. So sometimes whenever God wants you to hope in his word, he helps you to see beyond your circumstances. He helps you to see beyond your present challenge. He helps you to see beyond your what? Your present limitation. He helps you to see beyond your present atmosphere, your present surrounding. He helps you to see beyond your present pocket, your present financial status. Hallelujah. If he wants, that's the way that he can help you to hope in his word. Because the word had already come to Abraham, but seeing he has not seen the manifestation of the same, God had to help him see. Hallelujah. Verse 5, and he brought him forth abroad and said, look now towards heaven and tell the stars, if thou be able to number them. And he said unto him, so shall thy seed be. And he believed in the Lord, and he counted it to him for what? For righteousness. Aya lamba kota saya. Somebody, can we? I just feel in my spirit, let's pray that the Lord will help us to see far. Come on, let's pray that the Lord will help us to see beyond our present situation, to see beyond our present circumstances, to see beyond our present situation, to see beyond our present circumstances. Oh, sabika alamantala, rende konte sesi kita kai tangoko komboko boko tisisi kiti kiti gaya, mende konte sekite kabala. Lord, give me foresight. Lord, give me foresight. Help me to hope against hope. Help me to see beyond my present challenge. Help me to see beyond my present atmosphere, my present surrounding. Help me to see beyond my present financial state. Help me to see beyond my present
present, my present challenges. He says, if you can number these stars, he says, see these stars. If you can number them, he says, so shall thy seed be. And the Bible said, Abraham believed God, and it was counted to him for righteousness. So there are times that for God to help you hope in this world, he will make it to see far. Some of us, we are seeing just our present. We are not seeing far. So God has to help us to see far in order for us to be able to hope in his word. Yes, sasa alaman ton de gita kambata lata saya. Rende kente komboto kuta si kapalata kanta si lata balataya. Lord, help me to see far. Lord, help me to see far. Lord, I am on the sisi elementon gombolote si lata balataya. Father, help me to see far. In the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' mighty name, it is done. O sabala namante sikete balataya. In Romans chapter 8, are we there? In Romans chapter 8, verse 24. Hallelujah. It says, for we are saved by hope. Everybody say with me, we are saved by hope. But hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why does he yet hope for? Hallelujah. So there is something you have not yet seen. Are you getting it? That is what you are hoping for. So God has to help you. What has to help you to see it? It may not have happened already. Are you getting it? Because for we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. Hallelujah. That means what you can see already in the present is not hope. Hallelujah. Do you understand? That means if you are expecting something and it has come, are you going to be expecting it again? You are going to be, even though you are going to be expecting it again, maybe it's for another time. Hallelujah. But the one that you have seen, that one has been settled. Hallelujah. So that's why I told you that if God wants to help you to hope in his word, number two, apart from giving yourself the testimonies, isn't it? And going through the process, he will not help you to see far. Hallelujah. I used to tell my wife, I say, when I want to journey, I already see myself where I am going before I start the journey. Hallelujah. Glory to God. For we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why does he yet hope for? But if we hope for that we see not, then we do with what? With patience. Then do we with patience wait for it. Hallelujah. You can see that whenever we are talking about hope, his brother is always following there. Then you have to be patient. Hallelujah. Yeah? The near kinsman to hope is also patience, not only faith. Hallelujah. He says, if we hope for that we see not, then we do with what? Then do we with patience wait for it. I see grace released in the name of Jesus Christ. Let's go to chapter 10, when the Bible said about Abraham. O sakambe telita sikete balataya. Rende konte sikete kabalataya. Alamante sikete balataya. Where did the Bible say that Abraham hoped against hope? Hallelujah. Then we'll round up there. O salende kumberata saya. In Romans rather chapter 4, verse 18. It's Romans chapter 4, not chapter 10. Now, you know, the Bible says after God helped Abraham to see, to count the stars in the sky, and he could not. The Bible says he believed God and it was counted for what? For righteousness. Chapter 4 and verse 16. Therefore, it is of faith that it might be by grace, to the end the promise might be sure to all the seed. Not to that only which is of the law, but to that also which is of the faith of what? Abraham, who is the father of us, or verse 17. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations before him whom he believed, even God who quickened the dead and called those things which be not as though they were. Hallelujah. So in operating your faith, it is not just for you to what? It's not just for you to see the manifestation you are rejoicing, or go through the process in order to see the manifestation, or what? Or give yourself to the testimonies, or be able to what? Or be able to see, hallelujah, ahead, or to see what the Lord has promised you come to pass. You must also be able to what? To call those things that you desire. Hallelujah. The processes are many, but you better give yourself to them. Hallelujah. God told me when I wanted to get married, he said what? He said, faith walk is a walk. Walking by faith is a walk. It's a walk. Hallelujah. So when you see them, what should you do? You begin to call them. Even God who quickened the dead and what? And called those things that be not as though they were. Yes, you don't have the resources now, and God has promised you that you will finance ministries. You will be the Joseph that will bring your family out of poverty. Yes, and you have seen yourself doing that. What should you do also? You should begin to call them. I call forth my destiny. I call forth the manifestation of the glory of God upon my life. I call forth resources. As you are seeing them, you are calling them forth. This is the operation of the faith. This is the operation of the faith that man brings our hope into full manifestation. Hallelujah. For faith is the substance of what? Of things hoped for. The evidence of things not seen. Verse 18, then we close. Who against hope believe in hope that he might become the father of many nations according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promises of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith. Everybody say me, strong in faith. Giving glory to God. He was strong in faith, giving glory to God. So although Abraham had not seen the manifestation of what God had said to him, yet he was thanking God for it. He was thanking God for Isaac. He was thanking God. He was going about telling people that, do you know that I am the father of many nations? And maybe they will be looking at him. See you. You are telling people that, do you know that through my hands, God will build cathedral, and they are looking at you. Is it not a beauty coaching center that you are using? Hallelujah. It's because that's what God has shown you. You have seen it, and although it has not yet happened, you are hoping for what is not yet seen. But what did I tell us? It's not that it's not yet seen to you. God has helped you to see. Are you getting it? But others have not yet seen it. Hallelujah. And I see everything that we desire coming to pass. Every of our hope will not be ashamed. In the name of Jesus Christ. Verse 21 said, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. Hallelujah. The Bible now said this thing did not only happen to Abraham. It will also happen to you if you follow his footsteps. And therefore it was imputed to him for righteousness. Now it was not written for his sake only that it was imputed to him, but for us also, to whom it shall be imputed, if we believe on him that raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead. Hallelujah. So it's also going to happen to you just the same way it happened to Abraham if you follow his footsteps. I was telling my wife of this voice today, one of my friends called me, and when he was chatting up with me, I told him, what's going on with you? I know that you are down. And he began to tell me that he's planning for a wedding, but there was no money. Immediately, before you know, I started charging him in the place of prayer. And then I was praying, and then I was praying, and then I remembered how God did it for me. When I sent him the voice note with so many charge. Maybe I'll play it for us. When I sent him the voice note with so many charge, when I sent the voice note to him, do you know that when I remembered how God did it for me, I started crying. But he did not know. I told my wife that my friend did not know that I started crying after I prayed that God will intervene. Hallelujah. Maybe we'll just listen to the audio as we finish. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody shout hallelujah.
Man of God, it just came to my mind again. in your reception, you can have two sets of food. And it will be easier if you get all the foodstuffs ready. Then you now get people to just cook it for you.
Oh.
Just the same, we are talking about all those stuffs.
Okay, this one, sorry.
So I will suggest you have
sorry, this two one kinds is, of food so ready. You believe me now, isn't it? I was trying to... I was trying to help him with some of the things that are needful for the reception. Hallelujah. Glory to God. When was... okay. When was Thursday? Thursday is 20 what? Okay, yesterday was Thursday, isn't it? Okay, yeah, this is it.
Yes, man of God, a scripture just came to my mind. A scripture that I need to share with you. The psalmist said, when I'm afraid, what will happen? He said, I will trust in you. When I'm afraid, when I'm worried, in fact, that time that you want to use to worry, use it to lambano tongues that you don't know as you are tonguing. You don't know where the money will come from. You don't know where the provision will come from. But it must come. Makamanga bagamanta balaka tangala. That time you are using to give yourself too much burden of worrying. It is time for you to use it to cast your cares upon the Lord. If you use 1 hour to worry, it will not achieve anything. But if you use that 1 hour in the place of prayer, I tell you, you will be charged, and you would have done something in the realm of the spirit. You would have touched something somewhere that will bring something, that will produce something. Something will just happen if you will use that time that you are about to worry, that the enemy wants to make you see your insufficiency, to call on God. The psalmist said, when I am afraid, I will trust in you. And the best place we demonstrate our trust is when we cast our cares upon the Lord, because He cares for us. No, you cannot be troubled. No, you cannot be down. I tell you something. Where is the lion that can roar when he is hungry? Where is the lion that can roar when he desires his prey? Where is the lion that can roar? You can't use that time to sit back in your den. When you pray, you launch out into the deep. You launch out into the bush to seek for your own meat. So, yekatika agabaraka sigiti bakaba. You must not be worried. No, you must not be worried. God that you serve is more than 300,000. God that you serve is more than 300,000. The God that you serve is more than 300,000. Oh my God. Mantali garota segamai. Mente kondi kiti kitinga lakata kabarata komonte kalakataya. It does not matter. And even myself, I don't care how it will happen. But I know it will happen. And it must happen. Oh my God. Le konte beko tisaka bakata gita gata kata kata. That time of worry is a time of intercession. That time of worry is a time of supplication. That time of worry is a time to increase your bar. To increase your bar. To increase the intensity of your desire for this thing to happen. It can still happen. 2 months is too much. 2 months is too much. It can still happen. 2 months is too much. You are not without help, my brother. For I will look unto the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord who made heavens and the earth. God who made heavens and the earth is more than enough to make anything happen. God who made heavens and the earth is more than enough to make your marriage happen. God who made heavens and the earth is more than enough to make that resources happen. Anything tying down your resources, I join faith with my fathers. By the angel of God, whose I am and whom I serve, release now. Let them be released now. Let them be released now. Let them be released now. I stir up the waters of favor. And I told you inside. I stir up the waters of favor. And I told you inside. Everything that you desired, as the waters is stirred up, there is a shaking in the atmosphere. 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 As the wind is blowing the water, and I throw you inside that water of favor. I stir up the water of favor and I throw you inside. As the wind is also...
Oh, Zakabalataya. Glory to God.
the anointing of God was so much on me, I told him, I stir up the waters of evil and I throw him inside. There was a day like that, he told me that one of his family members, they were having challenge. I sent voice note, I'm telling you by the grace of God. He sent it to his sister, the whole house, people were following him now. It was out of anger because I saw how he was going through a whole lot of challenge. I began to pray for him. And this point, if I tell you the tongues that were coming out, maybe we'll continue after here. Jesus Christ. Immediately I told him, I stir up the waters of favor and I throw you inside. I stir up the waters of favor and I throw you inside. He started blowing. I throw myself inside. I throw myself inside. I enter. You cannot be down. You after all that, you must use your mouth to call. Can we rise up and begin to thank God for today? Let's begin to magnify his name for giving us grace. Let's thank him for his word of hope that has come again. Let's thank him for his word of hope that has come again. Father, we give you praise. Blessed be your holy name.
I believe you have been blessed by this message. And I know that your life will never remain the same. If you desire to be born again, to receive Jesus into your heart and to surrender to his Lordship, you can reach out to us on our social media handles, and or you can call us on the numbers 070-3128-2186. God bless you in Jesus' name.